A bomb threat and subsequent evacuation on Issa Road in Barrie yesterday afternoon has led to explosive charges against a 65-year-old man. The suspect, of no fixed address, was arrested and charged by city police after Monday's incident on Issa Road near Ann Street, which led to a search warrant being executed by police. Barrie police say officers located an improvised explosive device, IED. It was safely removed from the premises. On March 11 at 4:54 p.m., police say they received information about an incident which had the potential to impact the safety of a supportive housing community located on Issa Road. Upon arrival in the area of Lucis Place, police immediately commenced an investigation. At the same time, officers began to evacuate people who reside in the immediate area. A Barrie transit bus was brought to the scene to allow for those evacuated to have a warm place to stay until the investigation was complete. Police maintained a presence at the location until shortly after midnight this morning when a search warrant was executed by members of the Barrie Police Criminal Investigation Division, who were assisted by the Tactical Support, K-9 and Forensic Identification Units. As a result of the search warrant that was executed, police located an improvised explosive device, IED, and safely removed it from the premise, police said in a news release Tuesday. As a precautionary measure, Issa Road was closed at both Fairview Road and Ann Street for the ongoing police investigation. Roads were reopened to traffic once the scene was safely secured and the bus was removed to a safe location, according to police. Gordon Locking has been charged with explosives, making or possessing substance with intent, possession of incendiary material, explosives, making or possessing for an unlawful purpose, possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose, possession of a firearm or ammunition contrary to a prohibition order, failure to comply with an undertaking. He has been held in custody and is scheduled to appear in a Barrie court today for a bail hearing by video. None of the allegations have been tested in court and Locking is considered innocent unless proven guilty. The incident has no relation to the bombing in the parking lot of an apartment building on Issa Road last year, Barrie Police Communications Coordinator Peter Leon told Barrie Today when asked on Tuesday. The Barrie Police Service said they wish to thank those who were affected by this incident as it unfolded late yesterday afternoon, and appreciate the support and understanding of those who required evacuation.